The more Abbatochus saw of the Tabura, the more he was glad that the old badger had professed a wish to stay at Redwall as a healer and dispenser of wisdom. Even the Abbey Dibbons had fallen under the spell of the charismatic Tabura. At the moment, he was seated by the pond, surrounded by young ones and quite a few elders. Dorcas joined them, listening intently as the wise badger held forth on the merits of simplicity. He took a russet apple, snapping it into two halves with a twist of his powerful paws. The Tabura sniffed the peach-hued flesh of the russet and sighed.
Ah, the scent of quiet autumn afternoon.
Dibbons crowded around to smell the apple as the Tabura continued.
And the taste, my friends, it is different to all other apples. Try it.
He smiled as the Abbey babes lined up to take a nibble, each one pronouncing an opinion.
Yum, yum, tastes very nice and sweet.
Boar, I do like a good apple, sir.
The Tabura passed them the other half.
There are many ways that your friar and his cooks can use a russet apple. In sauces, pies, crumbles, fruit salads, or baked in honey and spices. Each of these ways produces a delicious new taste for us. But if you are really hungry, there's only one way to really enjoy a good russet apple.
Dorbil the mole babe wrinkled her little snout.
Why? What way be's that, Gert, sir?
The Tabura allowed Dorbil to scramble onto his lap as he explained.
Just pick the apple from the tree. Take a crust of new-baked bread and a wedge of ripe cheese. Then eat them all, a bite from each at a time. Apple, crusty bread, and cheese.
Abbot Dorcas nodded.
Right, Tabura. I've done it myself many a time. There's no taste quite like it.
The old badger looked around at his audience.
Father Abbot is right. Life's greatest pleasures are the simple ones. A drink of cold, clear stream water when you're hot and thirsty, or apple, cheese and bread when you feel the need of plain, homely food.
Transpite Niblo stood up, straightening her apron.
By golly, sir, you make me feel quite hungry, you're talking like that. Those russets in the orchard ain't ready yet, but Friar Chandras has a big barrel of them from last autumn in his kitchen. I'm sure he could spare us some bread and cheese. Would you littlins like to come with me?
There was an immediate clamour from the Dibbons as they set off in Grandspike's wake for the kitchens. A Gowsome sentry came running from the west wall. Osbill had been part of the Tabura's audience. The sentry hurried to his side, muttering urgently.
Come to the wall, Chap Chief. We've just spotted vermin.